Now, don't forget, of course, you can always send me a tweet as well. Tweet me. It's at Dave A Radio, if that's your method of communication, you know, along with the text on 81333. And you can email me and write to me here at BBC Radio Leicester as well, particularly if you've got a story with a bit of, you know, history attached to it as well that we can feature on the programme. Now, Leicestershire has several famous sons named Richard. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about the Good King recently. I say Good King, some people might quibble with that. Anyway, someone very much associated with the King and named after him, in fact, and celebrating a birthday on the very date of the Battle of Bosworth is Spooks, Robin Hood, Hobbit, amongst others, actor of considerable renown, Richard Armitage, who was born and brought up in Huncote. Well, a day or so ago, Richard spoke to BBC Radio Leicester's Emily Anderson, who asked him what he made of all the Richard III goings on.
It's very exciting. I mean, the dig was fascinating, and I sort of, you know, watched every step of the way, and seeing that facial reconstruction as well was also fascinating. But I was named after Richard. My father had a real passion for his story, and I was born on the 22nd of August, which is the day that he died at the Battle of Bosworth. And I remember being a little bit cross with my dad for naming me after a hunchback monster. But of course, you know, he was a Ricardian, so he believed in something quite different to what Shakespeare was talking about. And I've adopted that passion, I suppose. So yeah, I'm kind of interested in his life.
So it has a special significance for you. And as we've heard from the originator of the search, Philippa Langley, I'm sure you've heard her speaking quite fondly of Richard III. It looks like history might need to be rewritten.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not an awful lot there. Any documentation that really was around at the time of his life was either destroyed or just simply didn't exist. So we don't really know an awful lot about him, or you know, and certainly not any psychology as to why he was perceived in the way that he was. But and the physical, you know, the physical thing aside, you know, with regards to the scoliosis, it's at the time it would, the idea of somebody who was physically deformed being, you know, a malevolent person was actually quite a normal thing. And it's obviously we think differently to that today. So it would be interesting to have another look at his life aside from Shakespeare's fantastic villain. But really, it is it's almost a pantomime creation, and I'm interested in looking at a psychological version of that story, whereby we try to understand how, you know, who he was and why he did the things he did.
There have been various quotes from you and from other people suggesting that maybe you'd be the perfect person to play Richard III if there were to be a screenplay or a film about him.
Well, I find that very flattering. I mean, I live in a dream world of maybe doing that, but I'm a little bit too tall and perhaps a little bit too old now. But I'd certainly like to be involved in a production, yeah, whether that's on stage or on film, I don't know.
Well, Philippa Langley, who is the originator of The Search, has told BBC Radio Leicester she can't see past you, Richard Armitage, for the role, and she's writing a screenplay at the moment.
Yes, I've read her screenplay, and I've been in contact with Philippa for a long time, and you know, I'm so thrilled that she was able to be such an integral part of that dig, and as you know, a member of the Richard III Society. So I just want to offer my congratulations to her for that success.
Have you been to Leicester yet since the find of Richard III? Because obviously we've got the dig site, we've got the visitor centre, a brand new visitor centre opening next year. Is it something you'd be maybe tempted to come and have a look at?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, it's definitely on my list of things to do. I think it's a real privilege for Leicester to have that find. And I suppose the idea of a reburial is now on everyone's lips.
Can I ask you your opinion?
I think he should probably stay where he was found.
In Leicester. So next year when the reinterment happens, maybe we could see you in Leicester to come along and have a look for yourself?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt.
Hey, you heard it, and we'll expect him here now, definitely. That was Richard Armitage, great in Spooks, wasn't he? Best ever villain, I reckon, in Robin Hood as Guy of Gisborne. Anyway, he was talking to BBC Radio Leicester's Emily Anderson. There'll be more from Richard on Wednesday's mid-morning show with Jim Davis, I think about 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Too old, too tall. Well, I mean, they can do marvellous things these days, can't they? When doing film, I don't think the age bit. He looks pretty good for his age. And as Philippa Langley, who wrote the screenplay or has written the screenplay already, pointed out, you know, in those days, back in Richard the Third's day, they didn't have the moisturisers and all the creams and that sort of thing. So he probably would have looked, may well have looked a bit older than he actually was. Anyway, I still think he would be great in that particular part.